Big job lies ahead for one federal agency. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will be on the front lines dealing with the nuts and bolts of the executive actions President Obama announced last week. As many as 4 million immigrants could be eligible for temporary legal status. NPR's Brian Naylor has this story on the challenges facing the agency.
If you're applying for a green card or citizenship or refugee status, this is who you call.
You're calling United States Citizenship and Immigration Services. Or USCIS.
USCIS gets good marks from immigration advocates. They say it rose to the challenge of implementing the executive action President Obama took in 2012. That allowed children under the age of 16 who illegally crossed the border with their parents to temporarily stay in the country. That was called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. Barbara Hines, co-director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Texas, says DACA gave USCIS some important experience.
They've approved more than half a million applications for DACA. And so I think DACA was a good, you know, pre-run for the next program. I think the way the program is going to function will probably be similar to how DACA was implemented.
The agency is still ironing out just how the new order will work. They'll need to hire new staff to process the millions of applications expected. Stephen Legomski was chief counsel for the agency in the first days of DACA. He says that order posed a challenge.
It was a heavy lift for USCIS because it meant training the adjudicators, hiring them, finding physical space for them, adapting the computer system to handle this large volume of cases, training the operations folks on the ground, providing all the legal help that they were going to need, and so on.
Ben Johnson, director of the American Immigration Council, says USCIS will have its work cut out because of the scale of the new program.
This is going to be a real challenge for the agency. Number one, it does involve a large number of people. You know, 4 to 5 million people could be potentially applying for this program and some of the other programs or areas for relief that the administration has set forth. That's a very large caseload by anybody's estimation.
One thing the agency will not need is money from Congress. USCIS is funded through the fees it collects, which means Congress cannot defund it as a way of blocking the president's order. Johnson, though, says congressional Republicans can still make it difficult for the agency.
The fact that they're going to have to figure out how to do this without the support of Congress is going to pose serious challenges for them. The fact, quite frankly, that they're probably doing it with Congress trying to do everything they can to frustrate the process is going to make that challenge even greater.
Barbara Hines at the University of Texas says one thing that made the DACA process easier for applicants was the help of legal services and immigrant advocacy groups to guide them through the process. She says that outside help will again be necessary for the new actions to succeed.
Hopefully there will be enough free legal services providers and free clinics to assist families to process the application. Because there is an application and there will be required documents that families will have to gather in order to qualify.
USCIS says it expects to begin accepting applications for the expanded DACA program in 90 days, with other programs starting after that. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.